Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Wow, I'm loud. Hold on one second. I don't know. It's very, very loud and very strange. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, blasting at you strangely from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A, a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done download us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available. Of course, at crabdiving.com, however you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap of fuckatoni out of it. We're going to be here for a little bit. We got some shit to talk about on this kind of hurricane-y Monday. We may, I think the odds are probably good that we may be cut out at some point because we already dropped our power. So for those listening live, we got...
We aren't into hurricane, though.
Well, we're on the side. We're getting bands of.
Is the whole state of Louisiana without power?
Well, I think so. Lots of it, yeah.
Good God, man. It's a good thing we're focusing on the right things, like transgender athletes in high schools, and what other things the Republicans like to talk about? Non-existent
vaginas.
Yes,
but not, you know, well, right. Young, really, really young vaginas.
Right, those are ours. You know, meanwhile...
Speaking of Matt Gaetz...
Yes?
No,
is he arrested?
No, not yet.
God damn, what do you got to do to get arrested? What do you... How many people do you have to traffic? Children do you have to traffic? He sent on Venmo. Ass, $200.
I don't think he said ass, is
there,
did he?
Yes, he did. Or his friend is like $200 for ass. I mean, is there not some guy... Is there not some... prosecutor that can figure out how to arrest this guy? Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, I see the problem.
What is it?
And now we're quiet again. Hold on. Yay. One second.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big, fat fucking chunk of. Blah, la, ling, ding, da, da, ba, 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 ba.
Yeah, I was fucking around with the settings and the software, and I fucked up, apparently. I forgot to set some setting back.
Okay.
So anyway,
A setting where we can go out in tongues? You know, like we can have a setting where you hear everything that we say, but in tongue speak, like... La, 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 da, 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 da.
Like a universal translator kind of a thing that translates us into
speaking tongues.
Oh, well, maybe.
I don't know.
I don't see why not.
Why not? It's not any. It's not
because it doesn't matter.
Da, de, da, da, da.
Are you going to dispute it?
La la ba 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 boo boo.
Well, I didn't say that at all.
But you would be the person. Oh, ba 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 sha ta ta. Oh, la ba kan da da ba to
ya. Man da da ba so so. I thought that was Manda Kashiki. Where's Manda Kashiki?
Kadita na na mosoya la ma. Kamba so soya. Manda ka la bo. Mashiki lo moko da masa.
Lo moko da masa.
Now I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. So maka si di da la moko. Manda Kashiki olora ba shata.
It's the only one I have memorized. Dog's barking at the
God
FedEx guy.
Damn, the FedEx guy is delivering in this fucking weather.
Well, yeah,
that's impressive.
It's a little hurricaney.
Yeah, Good job.
But we're getting, I don't know, what, 30-mile-an-hour winds here or something like that.
Bring me my tube socks.
And bands of rain. It'll rain like hell for 15, 20 minutes. Yay. And then it'll stop for a while, and then it rains hell.
Right.
But we're Florida. Lucky, because I'm sure the headlines over at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo.
We are dying. We are dying.
The HuffPo says, long, bloody, and done. Insert whatever you want.
No.
U.S. ends Afghan era.
Oh, shit.
Last plane leaves Kabul.
God damn.
Oh, there you go.
Did they get everyone out?
I think
not.
We're going to hear no. The United States has withdrawn the last of its military out of Kabul, officially ending the country's 20-year war in Afghanistan.
Jesus.
The departure of the last U.S. military flights puts an end to the country's withdrawal that was rushed by the Taliban's quick takeover of Afghanistan and threatened by a suicide attack that the Islamic State's affiliate in Afghanistan claimed responsibility for and that killed 13 U.S. service members, nearly 200 Afghans. Jesus,
man. That's crazy. Did you hear all the specific warnings that were going out from the embassy and stuff, like where not to be at the airport because certain gates were going to be attacked? I mean, what a fucking nightmare.
And they intercepted missiles. Did you see that?
No.
ISIS was slinging some of these, you know, I mean, not that any missiles are low rent. ISIS-K.
No. Trump said he got ISIS.
But not ISIS-K. Obama personally restarted ISIS-K. Our anti-missile systems intercepted all of them.
Wow, that's amazing.
They were these little, you know, in comparison, not right. The top level. Like, I don't know if they're even aimable. Like, you just kind of point and hope it lands in the right spot.
Remember the Scud missiles that the Iraqis used to shoot off?
Yeah. Big Scuds. More than 120,000 people have been evacuated since August 14th.
Wow.
Becoming one of the largest airlifts in history, though the increasing danger to Kabul's airport resulted in some Americans and thousands of Afghan allies left behind.
Oh, my fucking God. Can you imagine? The Taliban rolls in that airport. Ooh.
Pentagon says there were no non-military Americans on the last military flights. And it believes the number of Americans left in the country is, quote, in the very low hundreds.
Oh, my fucking God. Could you imagine? Get me the fuck out of here. The motherfucker. I see. Why wouldn't you just, if you had to get out of Afghanistan, why would you? I guess you can't just sneak out another way, like aside from the airport. There's no way.
Well, I assume they're watching all the roads. They're watching all the...
How would you get out?
You're fucked. I mean, you have to sneak.
There's
to hide in somebody's trunk or something and hope you don't get searched or hide under a bunch of sheep.
Maybe you just go hide out. You just have to lay low somewhere until this whole thing blows over.
Well, at least until,
I'm going to hang out until everybody here stops hating Americans. What?
Well, that's not going to, but I mean, until at least there may be a window of opportunity. Things are a little hot right now.
I mean, goddamn. I mean, like 20 years of kind of...
Kabul did what?
I don't know. It was modernized, right? Kabul?
Yeah. I mean, sure. Yes.
And now what? What happens now?
Well, Tehran.
I thought...
Look what happened to Tehran. Yeah.
I thought the Taliban said that they weren't going to do anything... mean.
But 70s Iran was rocking.
Oh yeah, I've seen movies about it.
You know, bikinis on the beaches and
and then they got away from
mini skirts and hot pants and all that. And
now we have
the Islamic
now we have
revolution happen.
What evangelicals over here want, that's what they want more than anything.
Sure. Not the Islamic part.
Oh no, but it's the same fucking thing.
But the Jesus-y part. Excuse me.
And they don't want anybody to fuck or smoke weed. You know, it's a rough religion.
I think a lot of them are more okayish with weed now because they're seeing money involved.
But you can't have sex unless you're making people.
Well, they can.
Oh, okay.
They're allowed to get abortions. The rich Which and ones? Powerful
oh, yes.
are always allowed to make abortions. You don't think Dr. Feelgood won't secretly do a D&C on some rich person that comes to
You're allowed to have recreational sex and you are not.
Headline over at the Drudge Report. Ooh. All power off in New Orleans.
Damn, that sucks.
It will likely be days just to determine the damage and the extent of the damage.
How the fuck?
To the power grid in Metro New Orleans, and far longer to restore electrical transmission to the region. Entergy, E-N-T-E-R-G-Y. That's your
Can we figure this shit out?
Said
Can-
today.
Can we figure this shit out?
Well, we can.
We need this shit figured out. How to live in the South in climate change where you're not just like repairing after one storm, then another storm, and everything gets rebuilt. And then you're just in this cycle of repairing shit.
Four parishes in Southeast Louisiana. Those are counties for other states. Where I grew up in the 1850s in Catholic Southside Chicago. Parishes,
yes.
You located yourself by what parish you grew up in. That was which church parish,
right?
So, like, if you were downtown or something, and you met some other Catholics, and started talking about, oh, what parish are you from? Oh, I'm in, Christ the King. Oh, really? I went to St. Catherine's. Oh, great.
Oh, yeah. But here it's different, though. It's
parishes
like...
are counties, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's very strange. I don't think that happens anymore. I don't think anybody gives a shit what
parish you're in?
Catholic parish you belong to, yeah.
Oh, I think they do there.
Up north?
Oh, up north. Oh, yeah. In Chicago, they don't give a fuck.
I don't know. I don't know how much church attendance is in my old hood. New Orleans is in the dark.
Really?
Along with, I just got poked in the back of the leg by the intern. Along with Jefferson, St. Bernard, and how does one pronounce this? Plaquemines? Plaquemines?
Plaquemines.
Plaquemines. P-L-A-Q-U-E. Plaque.
Go fuck yourself.
M-I-N-E-S. One word.
Plaquemines.
Plaquemines. Parish.
Yeah.
As well as parts of St. Charles and Terrebonne parishes.
Ooh.
Man. So they have no idea.
That fucking sucks. And is there another storm out there? I was just thinking about it. Is there another fucking storm?
Oh,
there's not, right?
No, I don't know.
God damn it. It's what is the month right now? Oh, it's August.
Well, a day away, yeah. September.
So we're done with hurricane season. When? In
November?
Oh, God.
Isn't it?
August, September, October. No, four more months. This is unreasonable.
It's unreasonable.
Motherfucker.
Are you going to ask to see the manager?
Yes. In Florida? Can you imagine? Hi, I want to see the manager.
Yeah, it's going great.
Florida.
Mr. DeSantis.
The manager
going great.
Of Florida should kill himself. I'm honestly.
Oh, well, that's not.
I don't mean it like that, but really. You're not doing a great job.
I don't mean it like that, but really.
Come on.
Don't play that on any right-wing radio.
Oh, yeah. No, but if Florida had a manager, they what I meant by that is the manager should be embarrassed of the job that they're doing.
It says the 8 transmission lines that they have are all fucked or something? Like the main arteries going into New Orleans? Well,
the 8 transmission lines are all fucked. Fact. They're fact.
Official Category 4.
Oh, okay.
As it hit.
Jesus. God, fuck these hurricanes.
Now it's still going.
What are we on? This last one was Ida, so the next Ida, H-I-J-K. It's a J. But it's a J, a male name, so it has to be Jacques, correct?
Are they alternating sexes?
Or Jack.
Oh,
it could be Jack or Jacques.
Oh, yeah. Jerry,
that's good. Jim.
Jordan.
I can't think of another one.
Juggles.
Juggles.
Juggles the clown.
Jugs.
Jag off.
Hurricane Jugs.
The New Orleans mayor, LaToya Cantrell, is urging residents not to go outside and not to even look at the damage left behind until the morning. That was last night.
Don't fucking do anything, motherfuckers. It's bad out there.
They have anti-looting protocols. I don't know what that means. We implemented anti-looting deployment.
We're going to shoot you.
You know what I'm missing right now? And I don't really mean this, but, you know, I think it would be probably tomorrow if Trump was still president. He would have visited and said something really fucked up about this storm.
A couple more days.
I mean, you know, do you remember all those natural disasters? He would go out and say something. It was just the worst fucking shit.
Right now it's over like South Central Alabama, so it's really not that far and turning.
That's where Shelby's from.
Getting all alternate you know, they're still getting the waves because it's kind of hooking up and around us.
Yeah, this is still raining. You know, and it really, you know, what I really hate about hurricanes, the damage, of course, and all the other shit. But I was trying to listen to Maddow on Friday, and, you know, I don't know, Rachel, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, please just ignore hurricanes and storms. No one, I'm not saying your coverage of those are just fine. But who gives a fuck? I don't want to hear you talk about the fucking weather. That is wasted on you. Funny. Oh, my God.
Did you see Trump?
It went on forever. What did he say?
Trump got pissed off about the all-night coverage.
What's up with you? Somebody talk about me.
Isn't there anything else to fucking talk about?
I feel you. I mean, God, Rachel Maddow was talking about this goddamn hurricane. She's like, she's like talking about this historical significance and all this other bullshit. After a while, you're like, storms are bad. Move on. Storms are bad.
Oh, God, I swear, you know? I saw something this morning about Trump upset about the storm coverage.
Yeah, I'm upset about it. I mean, I hate it. I mean, listen, I understand we have to know what's going on. We're concerned. We want to understand the storm and all this other shit. But really, I watched Jim Cantore on television covering this fucking thing.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Cantore, local weather fuckhead, weather guy.
He's
in the
when
South.
You know you're doomed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Apparently,
if Jim Cantore
he's
shows
a real
up,
sex symbol,
you
too.
Know you know your town is doomed for disaster. Oh,
yeah. He's a sex symbol. We learned that, right?
Yeah.
Somebody had a conversation with somebody. What did she say? Ooh, Jim Cantore still looks good, even after all that weight he put on.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah.
But it's so stupid. It's just, when do we put a stop to people in raincoats reporting on the weather that it's bad? That's Jim Cantore's fucking thing.
Did you, I have a story about Roker.
Roker.
It was kind of all over
Al
social
Roker?
Media. Yeah, there's footage of Roker. Like,
oh, God.
Like, he's virtually lashed to a pole.
Go inside!
Out in the hurricane. And he's...
What are
you know,
doing?
It's the wind's, you know, just beating the shit out of him, and he's yelling to try to be heard. And
we know.
Obviously, the camera is, like, inside somewhere, you know, 20, 30 feet away from him, zoomed in.
Yeah.
And people all over social media were like Al, you're 67. Like,
we know it.
Didn't he have a heart attack or he had some health issues not too long ago?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, what the fuck you doing?
We know it's a bad fucking storm. We get it. We understand. You don't have to. Al Roker doesn't need. Why is Al Roker in a storm? God damn it. If I was Al Roker's agent, I would have been like, what the fuck? Fuck is my payday doing outside? Lash you a motherfucking pole. That is stupid.
The footage. I was like, this is unbelievable.
No, we all understand. We get it. Send Matt Lauer out there. Who gives a fuck? Let him drown to death, that rapist motherfucker. Yeah, yeah. Go out there and cover the storm, Matt.
Lauer needs a job.
Wade out into Lake Pontchartrain, you cunt. Look out for the gators.
Welcome back. We're now going to get an update right now on Hurricane Ida from our friend, Today Show co-host Al Roker. He's already in New Orleans, which is in the track of this storm. And Al, this looks like a monster storm that's coming. What can you tell us?
All right, sorry. I guess we lost communication.
Al is getting drenched in the surf. Where do they have Al?
What if he gets sucked out there? This is my thing. I'm watching Jim Cantore. And let me see.
Half a second.
He really is. You know, I think some of these people, when they report on, I think a lot of these people, I don't know what kind of experience Al Roker has with covering hurricanes, but I think a lot of these people come from the north and they don't know what hurricanes are. And that's what it looks like I'm seeing. Why are you out there? What happens if you get sucked out in that water right. And somebody has to risk their life to fucking save you because you wanted everybody to understand? Why you're the guy that holds up the Smuckers moment in the Today Show and you talk about when somebody's 100. That's what you do.
All right.
And you say the weather. Al Roker's the kind of weather guy. It's like, hey, today it's not raining. Today it's raining. Well, that's all, man.
Well, Al has a message for those who think he's too old to stand outside.
You are.
We have video of your hit on Meet the Press and what happened to you there. Let's have it. We can see you right there. I like to call that the Roker stance, you know, standing strong up against the wind. But the water is lapping, slapping around. And at a certain point, it's going to come where the big water hits you. How long?
It's one of these things, and folks on Twitter have been, well, first of all, why is NBC putting him out there?
Yes.
I volunteered to come out here. This is what I do.
No.
I've done this for 40 years.
Are you disputing what Al says?
I just think it's stupid. I think it's dumb. I think if I was Al's manager or agent or assistant or anybody that make Al Roker's a star, right? So there are people that make money off his existence. Now, if he gets sucked down to the water and some alligator eats him, bam, whole economy's dead. And, you know, it's just like, you should think about that, Al. Is your will all straight? Are you just going out to Louisiana to fuck off?
What I do, I've done this for 40 years. Our crews, and we all make sure we're safe. We're not going to do something that's going to put ourselves at harm's way. As much as I love the weather and I love NBC, I'm not going to risk my life for it. Secondly, a number of people, well, he's too old to be doing this.
Yes.
Well, hey, guess what? Screw you, okay? Try to keep up. Keep up, okay?
Try to keep up, he said.
God, Al, you're going to fucking, you are tied to a pole. You let someone, listen to me.
Screw you.
You let someone tie you to a pole in a hurricane and film you. Why? I mean, why did you do that? That's crazy.
I think he was holding on. I mean, but I don't think he was lashed to it.
Poor, how old is Al Roker?
67.
Jesus Christ, stay the fuck home. Stay the fuck home, man. The guy, could you imagine somebody's like, hey, Al, do you want to go get some B-roll of the storm? Did you have to drive all the way down there? Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm sure he flew.
Flew into a hurricane? Fuck that. There's nothing.
Look at their day early. They're all ready to.
That's just stupid. We have such, you don't send drones down there. Send drones down there to take pictures of stupid fucking storm. So stupid.
So Al Roker.
Everybody's got a report on the rain. Yeah, it's like, it's a big storm. Rachel Maddow, for the first 10 minutes of her show, was like, there's a big fucking storm down there in fucking Louisiana.
The headline at the Drudge was Beast of the Bayou.
Ooh, yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Beast of the Bayou. That's my wrestling nickname. The Bayou Beast.
Catastrophic damage. Fifth strongest to ever hit the USA.
Damn!
Knocked out 9/11 service in New Orleans. The grid is in shambles. I'm just reading these headlines. People trapped in homes. Some stuck in attics.
Jeez.
No cash or gas to run things.
Jeez.
The Cajun Navy is racing in. Those are those guys with those swamp boats.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Here's the story that you would want to see.
Oh, yes. Alligators. the fucking critters that come out in these storms. That's the worst shit, man. It's like, not only you have all kinds of critters, but a lot of people forget the whole ant angle. It's like there's flooding.
The islands.
And all these spiders and insects and things of that nature have to find a place to gather so they don't drown. And that's on someplace you might end up there. And so all of a sudden now you're in a hurricane. you're drowning, and you're getting eaten by ants. It's just great.
Mayor of Jefferson Parish said is worried about people trapped in attics. She said, this is an area, if you want to think of it like swampland, there's alligators out there.
No fucking shit. Who is reminding us of that?
This is an area that has a lot of swampland alligators, very dangerous conditions. They had to wait for the sun to come up this morning to go get people. We have people out
there. Fuck that.
We have people out there ready to clear roads. We're going to have boats, high water vehicles.
So you're waiting out there. Oh, I'm waiting. I'm floating around on a piece of shingle or some shit like that in the middle of the lake. It's dark. There's alligators everywhere. It's like, we're going to wait till the sun comes up. Then it'll be a little more convenient for us. Could get me now, motherfucker. Pick me up now, motherfucker. I want out of this shit. So horrible. Well, plus this person's like,
storm was still going on.
Yeah, and whoever wrote this, that whatever that is, like, or we just want to remind people there are alligators out there. Thank you.
Hospitals brimming with virus patients. Yeah, I saw another story unrelated to the storm, but about how some guy, a veteran, died of something treatable. Because he couldn't get into a hospital because it's filled with COVID.
Get your fucking vaccines, motherfuckers. God damn. Alligators. You got the plague. You got alligators. You got storms. God, if any of you praying assholes, go pray to God. Is any of you praying motherfuckers doing anything? Are you doing anything? How's the praying working out? Is it going good? We have a plague. We have the worst storm since 1850. Nobody has power in Louisiana. There's fucking islands of fire ants. Some fuckhead's like, remember, there's alligators there. No shit.
It's all the butt fucking.
Yeah, that's where the alligators come from.
Meanwhile, the European Union is saying, we don't want you stinky virus-ridden Americans to come here anymore.
Oh, really? You don't want us to pile on a Carnival cruise line and come over to France and lick, 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 suck, 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 drool, drool, drool?
European Union countries voted to subject the U.S. to fresh restrictions on non-essential travel amid the surge in new coronavirus cases.
Yay, good news, guys. Nobody likes us. We're icky. God, it's just horrible. Get on that cruise line. Who gives a fuck? Or is Carnival Cruise Line, are they still operating? I bet they are.
I think they are. I thought they're having those, like, we swear we're all vaccinated.
Get on the boats, motherfuckers. Get cruises out there. God.
No, really. We're all vaccinated. We swear.
It's amazing the European Union would let people eat without corona. With the amount of chlamydia from Florida, it would be shocking. Why would Ireland let anyone in?
I got to get that passport.
Well, you're from Florida. I mean, you're from Florida. Well, you know what I mean? Yeah. They're going to have
a look at
you. I can
smuggle myself out somehow.
They're going to have a look at you. You can't. I mean, it's, you know, we live in a fucked up spot. People will look at you funny. You imagine if you're out there traveling somewhere. Where are you from? Florida.
I don't have a gator tattooed on my forehead. They don't have people know I live in Florida.
Don't tell anybody you're from here.
I mean, I live here. Technically, I'm not from here.
Yeah. Well, don't tell anybody you live here.
There are mask mandates going up everywhere.
Yay! In Florida? Can't we just...
Well, the schools are. Okay. Schools are telling DeSantis to go fuck himself.
Yeah.
This is an interesting one. A new COVID variant.
Yay! Is this Lambda?
Has been detected in South Africa, the most mutated thus far.
Hell yeah, motherfucker!
The C.1.2 variant, detected in South Africa and a number of other countries, with concerns it could be more infectious and evade vaccines.
God fucking damn it! Fuck this!
God. It was first detected May 2021, finding it was descended from C1.
Lock it down. Lock it down. Dig the moat. Put up the razor wire. Fuck this shit.
First detected in South Africa, it has since been found in England, China.
Hello.
The Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Hell yeah.
Mauritius.
Where?
Mauritius?
That's a country?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. Mauritius.
Africa-ish? Is it island? Island. Indian Ocean island nation.
God, they got so many sharks in the Indian Ocean.
Known for its beaches, lagoons, and reefs.
Don't go in the water there.
The mountainous interior includes Black River Gorges National Park with rainforest, waterfalls, hiking trails, and wildlife like flying fox.
Yeah, and tigers. It'll fucking eat you.
Yeah, but that little island, I don't think.
Fuck, there are tigers in India.
Eureka Plantation House, 18th century, Sir Siwusagor is the first name. Ramgulam. Well, that's a great name.
Oh, Ramgulam?
Siwusagor Ramgulam Botanical Gardens. There you go.
That sounds nice. I mean, I would love to go there. You just got to
Holy shit. 1.2 million people.
Snakes, bigly problem over there.
They use the rupee, the Mauritian.
Yep.
Rupee. All right, there you go.
They have a lot of. They have a. What is this new variant again?
I don't know if it's got a letter name yet.
I thought you just said the name of it.
No, the C12.
The C12, everybody. Give it up for the C12, most mutated coronavirus of the pandemic. Congratulations. That's great. Good job. Nature is winning, isn't it?
The study comes as a doctor in Turkey reported indications that a new coronavirus had been detected there in that country.
Yay! Good job!
With tests detecting mutations that weren't found in the current variant.
Bam! That's good news, correct? Ivermectin all around! Pro,
yeah. Joke?
Yeah, that is a joke. Can you believe that the CDC had to tell people to not smear that on themselves or something?
Well, I've got a
story.
I've got a story about some asshole judge that ordered a doctor to give a patient ivermectin because they wanted it. And I don't know. How can you do that?
I don't know. I mean, it's for horses. It's for horses, so horses don't get parasites. And for
Well, no. Ivermectin, there is an ivermectin for humans.
Yes.
But the ones that people were taking.
Right.
Because their doctors said, I'm not prescribing ivermectin for you. It doesn't work for this. They said, well, we found out that we can buy some shit at Fleet Farm. Do you have those down here? Or is that a Midwest thing?
I don't even know what Fleet Farm
is. It's where you go buy all your farming equipment.
I thought it was a shoe store.
In the Midwest.
No, I don't know what that
farm
is.
Fleet Farm.
I don't know.
There are actually two things called that.
I don't know.
Okay, you go to your local farming implement shop.
My ancestors were cricket farmers.
And you go buy and you can just go buy this shit, but it's horse dewormer.
Where do I put it?
In your horse is where it should go.
But when stupid people take this, what do they do? Do they
eat? Well, you will take it like a pill. Yeah.
I thought it was something you smeared on.
No,
that's a joke. It's not like Vegemite. No, I thought it had the texture of Vegemite.
No, I don't think so.
So it's a pill?
Well, yeah.
Quit taking pills for horses, you fucks.
I think so.
What kind of doctor? Think about this. Think about, pretend you're a scientist and not a crazy kook head that's vaccine hesitant. And you go to a doctor and you say, hey, doctor, I don't want to get coronavirus. What's that doctor going to say to you? Get the vaccine, you fucking cunt. That's all a good doctor would say to you, right?
Hopefully.
That's it.
A good Scottish one.
Yeah, you cunt. Nobody's telling you to take ivermectin.
Got the vaccine, you cunts.
The doctor's going to be like, instead of Pfizer, instead of Moderna, I want you to take this horse D fucking...
A Butler County judge ruled in... Oh, it is a cream.
Yeah,
it says,
they're eating the cream. Thank you, Alaska.
Jeffrey. Well, you can say his first name.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jeffrey.
He doesn't
take it. He's not down. He's just giving us the information.
A Butler County judge ruled. This is Butler County, Ohio. A Butler County judge ruled in favor of a woman who sought to force a hospital to administer ivermectin, the animal dewormer federal regulators have warned against using COVID-19 patients. She wanted to give him to her husband after several weeks in the ICU with the disease.
Okay, time out. Jeffrey just says they're eating it as a cream. So what does that mean? Well, does that mean it's smearing it on out toast like that, and they squeeze it on your tongue?
You could put it on bread, on some
Jesus,
maybe some pita with a little hummus.
Okay, this is what needs to happen. Lock it down. Find a patch of farm area somewhere. Wall it off. Seal it in. Dig a moat. I don't know.
Butler County. Common Pleas Judge Gregory Howard ordered Westchester Hospital to treat Jeffrey Smith with ivermectin.
Hold on a second. I'm squeezing some ivermectin. Do I rub it? Do I like squeeze some in my hand and then just like lick it off hand? Do I squeeze it in a bowl and then use it with a spoon? Do I put fruit in it?
However you eat it is probably.
They're eating the cream. They're eating the cream. We are so stupid.
The drug was originally developed to deworm livestock animals before doctors began using it against parasitic diseases among humans.
They're eating the cream with peanut butter.
It's used in humans to treat head lice.
Uh-huh. And COVID?
Onchocerciasis, which is river blindness. That must be some like worm or something that gets in your eyes.
Yeah.
And others.
You know who I would like to hear talk about this? Hugh Laurie as House. What would House say about this shit? What would House say?
Jeff said squirt into mouth.
So. But he also said you take it.
Well, no, I mean.
You take it with peanut butter, he said.
Well, yeah.
So I guess. Horrible.
I'm sure.
I can't imagine.
I don't think there's a guideline. I think they just take it.
Are these parents, are there any?
Anyways.
Who, show of hands, anybody take an ivermectin that has children? That is disturbing. You do not do what daddy or mommy does if they're squirting ivermectin cream in their fucking mouth. Don't do
both
it.
The U.S. Federal Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have warned Americans against using ivermectin to treat COVID-19, which is a virus. It is unproven as a treatment, and large doses can be dangerous and cause serious harm.
It's serious. You just use the word serious. That's a good word. This is a serious pandemic, which means you need to do serious decisions about, like...
The drug has grown in popularity among conservatives, fueled by endorsements from allies of former President Trump, like U.S. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. Oh, you guys are doing
shame
great.
Shame on you, you fuck.
My second home state.
God, ivermectin. Ivermectin.
Fox News personalities Laura Ingraham.
Yay, the Nazi.
And Sean Hannity.
Nine, you necklace fuck.
The CDC warned reports of poisoning related to use of ivermectin have increased threefold this year, spiking in July.
This is what the Republicans have said, take Oleander. The Republicans have said you get, what was the other weird thing? Hydroxychloroquine, bleach, light bulbs in your butthole, all this kind of shit. Doctors, but doctors aren't saying any of that.
Did you see little Rand Paul over the weekend said the only reason that science isn't really testing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine is because they don't like Trump?
Oh, I saw. Yes, that's going up on facebook.com/crabdiving. I think it's time for Rand Paul's neighbor to have another visit. Go back over there. Come on, man.
That half of crab diving.
What?
Is it that half of crab
diving?
You
know what I mean? Just go up there.
Ryan at crab diving. Direct your messages to.
Buy that guy a drink, his neighbor.
Ryan. Rand Paul said hatred for Trump is blocking research into ivermectin.
Aren't you a doctor, you fuck? Well. It's not. He's a doctor. Of the eyeballs.
Well, yeah, he's got an MD first, and then...
that's a very complicated area of the body. And he's a doc. You would think he would understand about this ivermectin.
He's so good and went out and certified himself
at his own place, right? Yeah. Actually, his own place.
Yeah,
at his own school.
there's some weird certification that he created.
Hey,
and,
that's
and
some
gave
Republican
it to himself.
Yeah, that's some Republican shit right there.
So that's Rand Paul. What's going on? I think, why is Richard Engel trending? He didn't get kidnapped.
He's in Kabul doing some fucking bullshit. Richard Engel, go the fuck home. You're too old, honestly, for this shit. Guy, Al Roker, untether yourself from the pole.
Leave Al alone.
If Al, he wants to. Get off the pole, motherfucker.
If they're insuring him and allowing him.
So dumb. I mean, what happens if, I don't know, this big trash can lid just like whoosh, whipping out, just took Al Roker's head off, man. I mean, I'm just saying shit like that can happen. It's dumb. Send somebody else out there.
What's happening?
What's up?
Scott Baio.
Oh, shit.
Listen to this. Listen to this 1980s.
You might have to explain who Battle Scott Royale Baio is.
Richard Marx versus Scott Baio.
Who are those people? Right. Richard Marx.
For those unaware of ancient wrestler, history, right? Richard Marx is a singer.
Yay.
Scott Baio, you know Scott Baio.
I saw Richard Marx live in concert at Six Flags Over Georgia. Who cares?
He tweeted, Scott Baio, tweeted the Chyron that was at the bottom of Fox News that said, report, Taliban kill squads, hunt down U.S. allies.
Yeah.
And Chachi tweeted that. And he said, where are you now, Patton Oswalt, Alyssa Milano, Rob Reiner, Richard Marx, and others in Hollywood?
Richard Marx?
This is your guy, exclamation point. Where are you now? I'm praying for our military that was killed and those left behind because of your guy. P.S. Trump has nothing to do with that.
Excuse me, Scott Baio. Why are you lumping all those people in with Rob Reiner? I don't think that's fair.
Those are all the liberals. No. Some of the
Rob Reiner's a lot more prominent than any of those people. Richard Marx,
Melissa Milano.
No, Rob Reiner.
Everybody knows who Melissa Milano.
Rob Reiner is A-list celebrity. Melissa Milano's B. I'm sorry. You think she's A? Okay.
The next comedy show you go to.
See who knows Rob Reiner.
Show pictures of Rob Reiner, yeah. Alyssa Milano.
These
don't Richard Marx. That one's pointless.
Who really cares?
Or Patton Oswalt. They might know. They might know him from the Marvel stuff.
They won't know him.
Or the DC stuff.
That homo. Florida crowd.
He's got a great first name though, Patton.
Patton. Hell yeah.
Named after the general.
I got it. Yeah.
So Scott Baio tweeted that. Well, Richard Marx responded.
Okay.
The shit show in Afghanistan has lots of multi-administration blame to go around. When your racist draft-dodging hero was calling our own military service and servicemen and women losers and suckers, where the fuck were you, you disingenuous, rapey little twerp?
Bam! Rapey? Is Scott Baio?
He was accused of being a little rapey.
Oh, that's right.
On
Charles in Charge.
Charles in Charge, yeah.
God. Damn, Richard Marx. I didn't know Richard Marx was so...
disingenuous, rapey little twerp.
God, that's great. Good job.
We're on Team Marx.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, I guess they should lose... Richard Marx... I never thought like...
What date is this?
Richard Marx is,
what year are we in? Scott Baio.
Yeah.
Richard Marx are duking it out.
Well, Richard Marx is a lot younger than Scott Baio. I mean, Richard Marx is from a... I don't even know... What was Richard Marx's hit? What's his big hit? Hold on to the night.
And,
hold on wherever to the you memories. Go,
wherever you go, whatever you do, that one.
Wherever you go.
Richard Marx.
That's Richard Marx. God, he's so sad. Richard Marx. I'm surprised to hear Richard Marx tweet like that because his songs are so like sappy and sad. Hold on to the night. Hold on to the memories. Okay.
Scott Baio, older than Richard Marx.
Wow.
By 3 years.
Hold on.
Scott's 60.
Okay.
Scott Vincent James Baio.
Right.
He is known for his role as Chachi Arcola.
Oh, wow.
Did you know that was Chachi's last name?
I didn't know that.
There you go.
That's good trivia.
I do remember Pinky Tuscadero.
Yeah.
Kind of.
God, I think Richard Marx is doing art and music. Like he does a tour that involves his art and music. That's crazy.
He's a big lib. I mean, he's big. He's very vocal on Twitter. Right. That's why Chachi, he drew Chachi fire.
Shit, man. Nice work, Richard.
So now Chachi being raked over the Twitter coals again.
I just want to say something. Chachi is like their most prominent person. That's the GOP. You have Chachi, you have Kirk Cameron. Who else do they have? Chachi, Kirk Cameron.
Well, what about John Voight?
John Voight. the guy from Independence Day, the crazy motherfucker.
Randy Quaid?
Randy Quaid from American Vacation. Yeah. They got Randy Quaid. They got Clint Eastwood. Really, who else do they got? They got Clint Eastwood. They got Randy Quaid. They got...
The guy that played Superman.
Are you serious?
Dean Cain.
Dean Cain?
Oh, big time.
Oh, man. Fuck that motherfucker. Yeah, yeah. Dean Cain.
He does like a right-wing podcast now or something like that.
Let me rattle off some liberals. Will Smith, bitches. Will fucking Smith.
Well, yeah, Beyonce.
J-Lo. J-Lo. Kanye. Wait, not Kanye.
Tom Hanks.
Kanye was, yeah. Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks' son, Chet Hayes. You know, he said some anti-masker. Or he said he was vaccine hesitant.
He said some... anti-Jew stuff too, right?
Did he really? Did he say some anti-Semitic shit?
Wasn't there anti-Semitic stuff they were
concerned about? Hey, Tom, can't you get a hold of your kid?
I could be wrong.
Tom Hanks can't get a hold of his kid on social media?
What's he going to do? Tom Hanks' kid is 30-something.
Oh, my God. If I was Tom Hanks, I would call up my agent. I'd say, you find some scary motherfucker to tell my kid to quit tweeting out fucked up shit.
You're going to put out a hit on your own kid?
No, not a hit. Someone has to calm him down.
Ask Michael Cohen.
No. You go up there and say, you want to get the Tom Hanks.
Who went and visited Stormy?
You want to get that Tom Hanks money every month, and you quit tweeting out vaccine hesitant bullshit. Chet. Dumb fuck.
See, y'all serve a Jesus in the Bible I've never read about. That pansy homosexual type Jesus. I don't know about him. The Jesus of the Bible called them, you children of Satan. He said, you look like your daddy, the devil. That's what he would tell Caitlin if he saw her. I promise you.
Caitlyn Jenner. Who's getting this is right wing pastor Shane Vaughn.
Hey Shane, we just had a hurricane, a huge hurricane hit Louisiana. What's Jesus concerned about? I mean, I don't know.
He's not worshiping that pansy homosexual type Jesus.
I hope you're worshiping the George Clooney Jesus and not the I don't know, the David Spade Jesus or something.
God, Spade's doing some show now.
You like a masculine Jesus or like a, I don't even know, like a non-masculine Jesus.
They like Republican Jesus who looks like Rambo with him.
They don't like
carrying an AR.
Femi Jesus?
No.
Okay.
Not that lovey, cucky Jesus.
See, y'all serve a Jesus in the Bible I've never read about. That pansy homosexual type Jesus. I don't know about him.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Well, I don't know. Jump on Wikipedia, fuckhead. Get to know pansy homosexual Jesus, I guess. He's nice. Jeez.
It's awesome.
And right wing ding wing that write about me. There you go. Right about that. Now listen.
This is Hank Kuhneman.
Holy shit.
Every
Hank.
Week now, Hank Kuhneman is just losing his shit
because
of people mocking him and making fun of him because of his prophecies, none of them coming true.
Well, I think
now he's making fun of Right Wing Watch.
Yeah.
Now listen, here's why it has to be reinstated. You're a joke. Yeah, you are. Anyway, I mock you because you're wrong. And you're idiots.
All I'm looking at is a clip of him. That's all Right Wing Watch does.
They're just putting your shit up there.
Yeah.
And if anything, Hank, you should appreciate it. Right?
He has to be reinstated. Why? Because he legally won. He righteously won. And here's why. If you ignore it, then it's saying that they can get by with anything. What next? They're already trying to force a vaccination that they don't even know if it works. Ugh. What next? Shut your churches down? Take your kids out of your home? Rape your wife? Put you in a constant...
You can keep those wives.
But Hank, who's...
I'm scanning the crowd. You can keep your wife.
Yeah. Who's raping the wives, though? Where does that come from?
Self-proclaimed prophet Hank Kuhneman warns that if Christians allow the 2020 election to be stolen, they could eventually see their churches shut down.
Yay. Oh, no. What will you do? You know, Hank, what will all these people do on Sundays without you for entertainment? I mean, what will happen?
He'll still be going. He'll be okay.
Yeah. You know, maybe if
that's how they love it when Democrats are in charge.
Oh, yes. Then they can climb up on their cross, right, and be victims.
We need more money because they're coming after us. We need more money. Like the NRA was famous for that. They kind of hated when Trump became president.
Oh yeah,
they took a big hit in donations.
But still, these people, they still managed to, you know, play the victim even with Trump as president.
Yeah,
you know the whole thing, like, well, you know, the Mueller thing, it robbed a whole year of his presidency, and that was like their justification for him staying.
Oh yeah, I mean, 2 years. Trump says, I should get a do-over because the whole Russia thing, they took
should,
it. They
should, together. Should. God, that motherfucker.
One of our favorite heroes in the chronicles of American history is a man by the name of Paul Revere. He's a revered statesman.
I don't even know if that can be heard. It's so quiet. Yeah. It's as loud as I can make it.
Why is this guy talking about That's Paul Greg Revere? Locke. Oh, hell yeah.
That's why I'm sad.
Dude. This guy is usually pretty prolific. This is one of these dudes that I think probably on the sly went to Juilliard. He did a lot of vocal training.
Pastor Locke, you're
saying?
Yeah,
to work the crowd. You know, he knows how to, he's got stage presence. This is part of the whole, you know. This is theater.
He's certainly making good money.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Oh, yeah.
He's got that pretty big...
Does he have a fucking jet? Like, what's his face? Like, oh God, who has a jet? I can never think of this fucker's name. Blah, la, li, li.
Kenneth Copeland.
Kenneth Copeland has a jet. Kenneth Copeland has more money than Greg Locke.
Kenneth Copeland has more money than everybody.
Oh, good. That's good.
He's the biggest and richest.
Let's keep it like that, America. That's nice.
Potentially a billion.
A billion?
Yeah.
La la ba da beady boo doo boo doo. Boy, I tell you what, that is sounding appealing. Can't we do a podcast where we do tongues? I mean, it's just like, welcome to the Crab Diving Podcast today, a portion of the show. God will take over my mouth and I will say things.
And who knows what Pat Robertson has going on with that after that, those diamond mines and shit. Yeah, who knows how much money he's got squirreled away?
Fuck tons.
Again, too quiet.
Yeah. La la ba da do 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 ba ba ba.
There's a woman at a school board meeting.
Yes.
Called herself a mama bear. Okay. She said her cubs will be refusing to wear masks.
Ooh.
We're done asking you for permission. The pandemic is over. We are declaring our freedom. She says, me and my friends are running for school board.
Oh, good. Very good. Ivermectin all around, too, right?
She's a former Miss California USA. Ugh.
Yay. Good, good, good. Oh, boy. I tell you what, this pandemic just has really shown kind of what shitheads we are. We need a cultural makeover.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know what else. I don't know how else to fucking put it. It's like there's a lot of people out there that are fucking loads. And it's no way. You know, the people that just fucking suck. I don't even know. How do we stop this? That's the problem. Some people fucking suck. And you don't know how to deal with them. And you don't deal with them.
Right.
And you just let them suck. But then those are the people that aren't getting the vaccine. They're killing us, the people that suck.
And killing themselves a lot.
Oh, yeah. Good luck. Good luck, people that suck.
Just, I couldn't be happier. So, yes, I was crying tears of joy today.
Carrie Bowler considers this a victory in her months-long battle against the mask. The Iredale-Statesville school parent has been one of the most vocal opponents against masking in schools.
Yeah.
Jesus. Against masking at schools. This is insane. Against you're putting on a motherfucking mask. That's it. This is putting on a mask. You know?
Former Miss California, Carrie Prejean? Prejean?
Carrie Prejean.
Bowler.
Bowler. You know, you would think that some people would be like, oh, a mask is something to accessorize. You can have a mask with your own personal flair on it. Have an animal on the mask.
It says during the 2009 Miss USA pageant, she gave an anti-gay marriage answer.
Oh, that's great. How
nice.
I don't
remember that.
Boy, an anti-gay marriage answer. Are you looking that shit up?
Yeah.
Oh, we got, you know, this person's an asshole. So if we want to listen to her answer questions oddly, it's fine. And we can make fun of this person. They're a fucking mask call, you know?
She, married some ex-NFLer.
Yay, good job.
I guess they're right-wing dickbags.
Right. Some NFLer got hit in the head a bunch. He's putting ivermectin. He's squirting ivermectin cream right in his mouth. It's just so stupid.
Right on the time.
Miss North 2009 is North Carolina. Kristen asked for her thoughts on gay marriage.
You know what? In my country and in my family, I think that I believe that a marriage should be between a man and a woman. No offense to anybody out there, but that's how I was raised, and that's how I think that it should be between a man and a woman.
Who is cheering?
Oops.
Go fuck yourself.
Well, it was 2009.
Who gives a fuck what you think?
Who
about
goes
that?
To pageants? Who goes to...
I don't know.
I mean, to see them live. Who the fuck is in the audience of the 2009 Miss USA
pageant?
How
can you be a young person and not be on the right side of marriage equality?
Is that when Trump
2009?
Owned it?
In
2009?
Is
that
Miss Universe?
Trumpy years? I don't know.
It's just it seems like we're the only country that has this problem. Like, you know, I don't know. Why do we have such a hang up on this? Because what, straight people have such a corner on marriage and keeping everything great? God.
It's in the Bible.
Thanks for joining everybody. Coming up on the top of the hour here.
Oh, shit.
The
drive safe in the rain.
A story came out that said it was a study from the Associated Press.
Ooh.
That showed that, you know, these squeals that these right wingers are constantly doing about these poor patriots that are suffering in the gulag,
right?
Because, you know, they were just tourists at the Capitol on January 6th.
Yes. They were tourists beating people to death.
Yeah, yeah.
You.
They thought everybody just signs their name and feces on the wall
just because,
when they're in the halls of Congress.
Right, right. If you come to D.C. and let's say you're doing some tourism, then after you do some tourism, you storm the Capitol and beat people to death and try to, I don't know, interrupt our electoral process, well, then that's insurrection. That's a difference. You're not really a tourist at that point. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Marjorie Taylor Greene has said, and Matt Gaetz, our wonderful representative here in Florida's first district.
Hide your children.
And Louis Gohmert rushed to a D.C. correction facility in July, demanding to see those in prison for the January 6th Capitol attack. Remember that? They stood outside. They weren't allowed in. They were told to fuck right off. So
I'm going to pray for them.
You know, so they squealed bloody murder.
God, I don't remember that. Yeah. Louis Gohmert just, oh my God, Louis.
Prison
fucking loser.
Was like, piss off, go away.
Yeah, go away.
And they got, you know, and they set up their cameras out in front, of course.
Right.
Marjorie Taylor Greene said, "We suspect there's a two-tier justice system in the United States for Trump supporters that are charged for January 6th and catch and release for Antifa and BLM rioters. They have rioted and destroyed our cities."
Can you imagine if it was a Black Lives Matter protest that ended like this? Oh, my God.
Matt Gaetz said, "We're not members of Congress who will go away. If you believe you are mistreated, targeted, abused, or singled out as part of your politics and your lawful activity, know this. We will continue to fight for you."
What if you're being abused by a congressperson and raped?
If you're a 14 to 17-year-old girl, please Venmo or send me your number or your Venmo.
Yeah.
Dog, you're going
to
kill me.
We want to invite you to a phone party in Orlando. It's all above board. Don't worry about it. We're going to make IDs for you. We're going to traffic you. We're going to put you on a plane. We're going to take you to weird places.
So the Associated Press looked into it and found that that's just bollocks, that the people that have been arrested around the country during various protests for George Floyd rallies and stuff like that have been arrested, charged, and treated the same.
As these people.
Yes.
Yeah, right, right. And probably in a lot of ways not the same, because this is kind of crazy. I mean,
right.
I don't remember a Black Lives Matter protest doing insurrection.
And there are laws that are specifically targeted about disrupting Congress and obstructing the congressional process or something like that.
Even if these people disrupting the process are white. Is that true? Is it still a law?
As much as they would like to put in a clause, yeah, right. But yes.
Even maggots, guys. Even maggots!
And a college law school, Boston College law school professor said the property damage or accusations of arson and looting from last year, those were serious and were dealt with seriously, but they weren't an attack on the very core constitutional process that we rely on and for our democracy.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
Nor were they an attack on the United States Congress. Somebody chucking a brick through a convenience store is awful and shouldn't be done, but it's a little different from them dragging a noose down to the Capitol.
Oh my God, they erected a gallows and to hang Mike fucking Pence,
yeah,
man.
And trying to get to the people they're in.
Mike Pence waddles out to a microphone. I know the president and I don't see eye to eye on things. He wanted...
Look, guys, I think we should all calm down. Wouldn't it have been great if he tried to come out and calm down the crowd?
Oh my God, they might have killed him.
Yeah, I know.
I mean...
Let's all pray, everybody.
The thing is, the thing with the Republicans, I mean... They're all bluster because when they, I think like a lot of them, when they come face to face with their crazy base, like what in the fuck does Mitt Romney have in common with those people that stormed the Capitol?
Yeah, that's why they hate him.
Yeah, yeah. Or any of those guys, though. Oh, they're all rich guys. They wouldn't hang out with any of those maggots. Trump wouldn't be caught dead with these maggots.
No, no.
Mike Pence. I mean, God, Mike, if you're an evangelical, a right-wing nutjob evangelical, you shouldn't have a problem with Mike Pence. You really shouldn't. I mean, if you're not on board, if he's not good enough for you, I don't know who is. God.
I guess Jake Tapper is trolling Rand Paul now, too.
Because Mike Pence is still pro-life.
Pre-born life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. Yes, right, yes, right, yes. Right. I mean, but these people make him sound like he's, I don't know, some leftist guy. Because he didn't do what Trump said.
Right.
I think people forget. I mean, Mike Pence is a right-wing nut job.
Yeah, crazy.
I mean, it's just like, we're just all fucked up and not calibrated correctly anymore.
Evangelical, he's scary.
Yeah, he's nuts. He's nuts. A fly landed on his head and he didn't move. The fly just...
There were some people that were more scared of Pence being vice president than they were of Trump being president. They learned really quickly.
Right. All of these...
That was misguided, but...
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't think a Mike Pence presidency would be great for the country.
I mean, good thing Trump wasn't, like, evangelical... Like for real, like Pompeo. Yeah, yeah. Pompeo as president.
That would be terrifying. Yeah,
terrifying.
It's
welcome to Gilead, everybody.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Yay!
Daily Beast story.
Right.
Cranking through the stories here. Sad news for Rudy.
Yeah.
Lost one of his staffers.
Okay.
Christiane Allen, the 22-year-old MAGA influencer who joined Giuliani's team in 2019.
Okay.
So do the math when she was 20.
Right.
Has resigned her post
at
Giuliani Communications LLC.
Well, I mean, she had a job at Giuliani LLC doing what? Communications?
The 22-year-old.
Yes.
Rudy's communications director.
Right. Well, you have to have one of those when you're Rudy Giuliani.
Of course.
And it's important. The communication is bigly important. Very important.
She traveled extensively with Giuliani.
Right. Well, of course. She's in charge of his communication. Well, yeah, so, yes.
And spearheaded a number of efforts to modernize and expand his social media and digital presence.
What did you have him do?
So like, we have her to thank for all those tweets.
Yeah. Why didn't you put Giuliani out there in Snapchat with cow ears or something like that, or like bunny ears with whiskers? I mean, that, or like with hearts around his head. That might have helped.
Well, he's doing a cameo or what?
Oh, that's right.
Now?
Yeah, he's on OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Giuliani's on OnlyFans. Go to Giuliani.
Well, he's happy now.
What?
He's happy now. They're keeping the nudity. Oh, yeah. He'll be able to make extra money.
Well, I mean, he could have put that. I mean, he's OnlyFans ready because, like, he was really, I mean, he was getting very creepy with the with that actor from that Borat movie. I mean, unless that was all staged.
No, he was tucking.
He was tucking his penis into his shirt.
Well, yeah.
Do you mind?
Obviously, or wiping.
Yeah. It's so horrible. Nobody should have to experience that. And I don't know what's up with this communications director. I hope everything's above board, and you know, because I can't imagine, you know, nobody sleeps with Rudy Giuliani or anything like that. I mean, that's crazy.
He's got a wife still, doesn't he?
No,
or does he?
Please, there's no fucking way. He's so drunk, dude. I mean,
I don't know if he's still married or not.
I can't imagine. Can you imagine? Does he have a wife?
I've been sleeping on my pillows for some time. I love them. They're simply the very best pillows ever made. But I just found out that they also have a wide assortment of other incredible products like their mattress toppers, sheets, towels, and slippers. And more!
Slippers! And slippers! And more!
More.
Can someone check on that assistant? Or, like, that assistant made it out, I guess. I mean, shit.
So, Rudy, losing his I'm sure, very qualified...
Yeah.
20-year-old at the time, communications director.
What was Giuliani Communications LLC the name of it?
Yes, yeah.
What was their, what did they do there? What was their mission statement? Communicate better?
I guess. She says, as I reflect, I'm proud of the accomplishments we achieved, one of which was building Rudy Giuliani's Common Sense podcast from conception to one of the top political podcasts in the country.
Listen, Rudy Giuliani's drunk as shit. Conception of a podcast. Here's what happens. You plug in a microphone, you put it in front of his big, dumb fucking face, and his drunk ass said whatever his drunk ass is going to say for an hour or a half hour or something like that. And then some poor fuck has to edit that so it makes sense. There, that's the Rudy podcast, correct?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, that's just about it.
We just listened to part of it. My pillow ad, yeah.
That's in the podcast?
Yeah.
Jeez.
She boosted Trump's 2016 campaign. So that would have been when she was 16.
She boosted it.
She was a social media, she was a teenager on social media who was a big Trump fan.
God,
so she became famous real quick.
How are you a child and into Trump? This is not right.
Went on quickly to ascend through the MAGA world. Giuliani hired her at age 20 while she was a student at Liberty University online.
Okay.
And she helmed his communications and social media efforts through a number of turbulent scandals. Ooh. She began during the fallout from his Ukraine meddling.
She did.
At
22.
At 20 at the time.
God, Rudy. I mean, listen, I don't know. 20-year-old, I mean, anybody
she's a, maybe
in
she's
charge.
A communications genius.
We're talking
about
when Rudy was dealing with the fallout from the Ukraine call and all that shit. A 20-year-old publicist is.
And he says, I want this 20-year-old influencer from Snapchat.
You might end up in jail. You need to.
So she's resigned.
Okay. Well, congratulations. That that must have been a great. An amazing time for you. Congratulations.
And the speculation is that he just doesn't have any money to pay anybody anymore.
Yes. Where are you going to, I'm interested to see what offers this person is fielding. Krista, I mean, where do you go from next after this, after working for Rudy?
I don't know. She's, I don't know.
Right.
You don't have that information.
You want a podcast?
But there is a replacement, so maybe it's not that he can't afford her. Apparently, he's paying some comms director.
God, these fucking people with these.
Todd Shapiro. Has previously represented Lindsay Lohan's family.
Yes.
The New York Islanders and Hooters.
In what's the Hooters case?
I don't know.
With the Hooters
case.
Well,
in PR.
There was a problem with a fryer. Well, Hooters PR? What is their PR?
She's a devout Christian, she says.
Let me explain Hooters. We put these servers in really tight outfits, and they serve you food that kind of sucks, but you eat it.
Yeah, it's just shitty bar food.
There you go. It's American. That's our culture. But no, that is our culture.
Well, yeah.
People don't.
Baywatch.
Yeah, we've made it so nobody thinks of owls when you say Hooters. They think of tits. We don't. Any of these owls, nobody gives a fuck. They just care about tits.
You standing up for the owl?
I'm just saying.
Lobby.
You know. They, right. Hooters.
I've got this story.
Yay.
Here.
Got it. Is it true they serve, you can, when you go to Hooters and you get wings, you get ivermectin? Just you squirt it out of the bottle.
Depends
right
on
your wings.
Yeah, you can.
If you're eating, yeah. I'm going to say.
Would you like some, would you want ranch or ivermectin?
You know, I this is a life hack. I saw it on a meme somewhere, but it says if you're squirting cream into your mouth from a lotion bottle, whatever the fuck, you need to reevaluate.
You could use it as a lube.
No. Well, it still
insert it rectally, I guess.
Why are people eating it and not just rubbing it on their bodies? I mean,
because they're dumb.
I know, but why you want the ivermectin to get absorbed into your body to beat the COVID.
They think that's what they got to do.
Well, you squirt it right up your asshole. I mean, you know, absorb it like
that. I'm sure that's happening.
Oh, absolutely. In Florida, right now. Right now.
Right.
This very moment.
Ivermectin meth smoothies are being inserted rectally at fire hose levels in some people.
Yeah.
We've got more of these stories. Here's one. A right-wing conspiracy theorist, Robert David Steele,
fuck you,
has died of the COVID.
Ooh.
But he went down calling COVID a hoax to the very end.
Wait, but wait a second. That guy, what did he know he was dying?
Meanwhile, one of his buddies, a crazy wellness guru,
yay,
who's an anti-vaxxer, is claiming that he was actually killed by the medical professionals or the CIA to keep him quiet.
Oh fuck, that's serious.
He died of COVID.
Wow.
This guy said they're trying to make DeSantis look bad.
Nobody has to try to do that.
Steele, a frequent Alex Jones guest.
Yes.
This guy's famous here too.
Okay.
He's the guy who claimed that NASA operates this child slave colony on Mars.
And that guy to
he's
the
now
end.
Dead.
Yeah, well.
Denied his diagnosis 2 weeks ago on his blog. With love to all of you, I survived, he posted on the 17th. I went in at 77 oxygenation. I'm up to 94. I will not take the vaccination, though I did test positive for whatever they're calling COVID today. But the bottom line is that my lungs are not functioning. The good news is that I will survive with a few days off.
Okay.
I should be back up and at least functional soon. This has been a near-death experience.
Well.
Blah, 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 blah. We will never be the same because now we know we've all been lied to about everything. For somehow he thinks he's still being lied to.
Yeah, but.
Even though he was in the hospital for COVID.
But he's dead.
Well, he had a relapse.
Yeah.
He gained a following among QAnon conspiracy theorists.
Perfect.
Who are now, of course, posting that he was murdered.
Yeah. Okay. These people, you know, I don't know. What is it? How do we get all these QAnon people? Do we not, are we not encouraging people to read or like be human beings in school or?
There's a lot of that.
What's happening?
And then we got, I think this is the third conservative radio host, dead of COVID.
That was
anti-vax.
Damn.
Conservative radio host here in Florida, who was openly opposed to the vaccine.
Okay.
Has died of the infection after a 3-week battle with the disease.
Damn.
His last tweet sent on July 30th compared the vaccination and virus mitigation efforts to Nazi Germany.
Bra-ba-ba. Wow. Wow.
That's his last tweet.
I mean, we're supposed to be sad. He's dead, right? I mean, that's sad. But, you know, the guy's, you know, I don't know. He thinks it's like, he's actually like, the virus is like Nazis. God, you're stupid.
Florida battling a surge of infections, hospitalizations, and deaths, including a second record number of deaths in a single day.
But if you believe, if you think the vaccine, the virus is a hoax, and this is all just a ploy to, so the fascists can take over. I mean, did the people see that? Did they really think that's what's happening? I guess that guy does. He died.
Yeah, but how do you end up in the hospital gasping for breath and put on a ventilator and not be like, oh, well, maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's like, the Nazis did it.
Yeah.
The Nazis.
It's fake. They're doing this to me so I don't talk.
Give me some ivermectin.
Crazy.
Yeah. Fucking nuts. Can you imagine a healthcare worker's got to listen to this motherfucker? He's like, God, I am getting exposed to the virus, listening to a guy thinking that, like, I'm a Nazi or something like that. I don't know. We're fine, America. Don't worry about it.
It's going spec-fucking-tacularly, everybody.
We're all mentally sound and smart as shit over here.
The we've got this guy here.
Yes.
Oh, no, this is a story. It was a crazy story at Mother Jones.
Oh, okay.
It's a big feature. It's a big, long story, and you just got to read it. It's so insane. Armed picnics and snipers at Family Dollar. Life in a town with a government-approved militia.
The Family Dollar?
It's this crazy fucking town in Virginia.
God. See, I don't like the Family Dollar as much.
The Bedford Militia.
Hello?
And they have this yearly muster, they call it.
Okay.
But it looks like, they say if you go to this, it looks like a fucking, like a county fair.
But it's about guns.
Yeah, it's a militia.
Why?
Everybody's walking around carrying.
Are they covering the doors to every convenient, like every store, every retail store or something?
But it's like the government, everybody's in the militia. It's Jeez. Like, it's just all fucking insane.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds to me like this town needs a library or a Barnes & Noble or some, some cultural outlet. Maybe a concert shell in the middle of a park where you could listen to, oh, I don't know, a symphony.
And these militias are doing the Al-Qaeda shit.
Yes.
They're showing up
right
when there's disasters. Or this says this, the Campbell Militia helped a local food pantry move hundreds of pounds of canned food to storage last year. So they show up and they're like, oh, well, these guys are really nice.
But they have all these guns and shit. Like, what are we doing? Are we cool with having just a bunch of militias?
So the Bedford County Board of Supervisors adopted a resolution to formally recognize this militia. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't get that either. Formally recognize.
The county chair at the vote rationalized that a formal recognition would give the group a stronger legal standing in court if they ever find themselves legally challenging an quote, unconstitutional gun law.
Where is this? I mean, what the fuck?
It's in Virginia, rural Virginia.
Oh, yeah, man. That's the Allegheny Mountains or something like that. Bunch of hillbillies in the middle of nowhere.
The Bedford Militia.
Ooh, we're living in the side of a mountain.
If you talk to any of the members, they say the Second Amendment guarantees the right to a well-regulated militia.
Well-regulated? What do you think that means? Can't we get rid of that? Do we need that? We can't. Can we have a well-regulated militia in this country?
Well, define regulated. That's the problem. That's the semantics they argue over all the time.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
No, I don't know.
And then I tweeted this out, but if you can think of whatever happened in like 2007, 2008.
Yeah.
I think I tweeted that scared these people so much that it sent them out into the woods to army LARP.
What the fuck?
What might have happened in 2007 and 2009? Because according to the Anti-Defamation League, the number of militias in the U.S. quadrupled between 2007 and 2009.
I know.
What happened around then?
Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, ding, 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 ding.
You mean we get... Barack Obama becomes president, and our reaction to that is militia.
Run into the woods and grab our guns.
Well, what about Barack Hussein Obama's platform made everybody want to arm up? He wanted to regulate, it was real estate, right? And loans.
Well,
that was a big deal.
He was black, Ryan.
No, that's right, Pat.
Is that a little detail?
What are you saying? These people are racist?
I'm suggesting that. A significant number of them, yes, were.
How fucking gross. Progress in this country means we're going to have a president of color, but also, as a reaction to that, the lunatics are going to form a bunch of standing armies.
Right.
I mean, that's crazy. It's just, you know.
And then we've got this guy. Fuck you. These fucking violent Republicans, man.
Republicans.
This is a one of these shit-stained GOPers running for governor.
Yay.
Of Pennsylvania.
Right.
Listen to what he said at, you know, some Nazi rally that he had over the weekend.
Okay.
We got parents looking at the bylaws. I plan on going in these school boards. Ian and other strong men. Men, where are you? Men, wake up, smell the coffee, let's go. Make men great again, right? Make men again, let's go.
Make men great again, make men again.
Men, I need you in the coming weeks, because when we walk into those school boards, we're going to have everything we need to do to go in there with those 90 school boards that voted to put these masks back on the children with no scientific. It's done. Giving them the research and the data. Do you understand that? Forget going into these school boards and bringing data. You go into school boards to remove them. That's what you do. Forget.
Is he saying that they're going to go in armed and make people...
Yeah. Well, listen.
They don't follow the law. They don't follow the law. You go in and you remove them. I'm going in with 20 strong men. I'm going to speak in front of the school board, and I'm going to give them an option. They can leave or they can be removed.
Is anybody looking into this? Do we care? I mean, the thing is, the social contract in this country says if you want to be on a school board, generally there aren't roving bands of posses looking to remove your ass forcibly from a fucking meeting. Like, that is a contract that we don't need to break. Somebody needs to look into this.
Yeah, he's going to grab 20 strong men's.
Jeez. Ooh, yeah. Sounds like Wednesday.
We're going down to the truck stop on Thursday night.
Hell yeah. Fuck. I mean, arrest that guy. God.
Slip some invites through the glory hole.
God, is anybody in the government concerned about that fuckhead or you're not because he's white?
So this is this was at a rally yesterday.
Yay.
Let's see. He's a political newcomer.
Okay.
Lists himself on LinkedIn as the owner of Keystone Alternative Medicine and Weight Loss.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, he's running he's running for county executive. He's not running for governor. He's running for county executive.
Yeah.
In their county.
Right.
But you heard the cheers.
Yeah. That's crazy.
He was at a, this is Harrisburg, Pennsylvania freedom rally we just listened to.
Yes.
Elsewhere during his speech, he suggested Trump's opponents weaponized COVID against Trump and that they should be jailed and or tried for treason.
So he's saying that when Trump caught COVID, it's because, you know, I don't know, Nancy Pelosi weaponized it and shot it over to him out of her hoo-ha. Well, that seems reasonable. Okay. We weaponize. You don't have to weaponize COVID. You don't Meanwhile, have to weaponize the... COVID. It's a fucking virus. It's highly transmissible. Get the fucking vaccine, dickbags.
Pennsylvania's two statewide teachers unions have called for mask requirements.
Yay!
Echoing recommendations by the CDC.
Right.
But Lynch has still spent the past week threatening to unseat the Northampton School Board for its recent decision to provide protective face masks. I'm going after the school boards with masking and much, much more. Northampton School Board, I'm coming for you. So are many other parents. He wrote on Facebook.
Nobody should be coming for any. Listen, man, however you feel about the people on the school board where you live, I don't know. But nobody should be coming for anyone on the school board. This is insane.
You are going to be removed, and I'm not going to stop fighting until you're removed. You wannabe tyrants are going to learn real quick who holds the power! Exclamation point.
Hey, chill the fuck out, motherfucker. You're talking about the school board. You're coming to the school board, you better come heavy. I mean, geez.
Elected.
Yeah.
School board.
Yeah, right. But he's going to forcibly...
This is more of that anti-democracy stuff. We don't like what you decisions you're making. We're not going to wait till the next election to vote you out. We're going to kill you.
So you're going
to
send a bunch of goons.
We're going to drag you out.
Bunch of Proud Boy fucking goons. You're going to come out, drag you out of the fucking motherfucking place. Oh my God. It's insane. I mean, come on.
In a Facebook Live video...
We're going to remove you.
He made while driving... Today.
Oh, okay. That's not safe. Don't make videos while you're fucking driving.
Lynch called for assistance from lawyers and for crowds to remove the school board.
Oh, okay.
This morning, depending on how hard they want to dig their heels in, we have to have the legal standing to remove them. Oh, here
Woo!
We go. That's where the attorneys come in. And if this is where the presence of the, we've got to show up at the school board meeting with massive.
Right.
It's the same. I'm reading verbatim. Okay. It's the same thing I'm calling for when we're talking about these healthcare rallies. The numbers are, having the numbers there present, to be there physically, makes all the difference in the world. Because then they realize, oh my gosh, this is not going away. This is intolerable. The people won't tolerate this any longer. But that still doesn't mean you can say... you're not the school board anymore. Leave.
Right. There's no leave. I don't give a fuck. In America... If you, let's say, whatever meeting it is, you're having a meeting in a room, you're having a meeting, and then some people don't want you to have the meeting. You're not allowed to send goons over to the meeting and just take people out of the meeting and do shit with them. Right. I mean, that is some basic
20 strong men?
Fucking shit.
I'm going to take 20 strong men.
This is not Deadwood. We have some rules.
But God. That shit is just all over this increasing message.
Yeah, and
from these violent lunatics.
Here, let me help America out. If we're gonna have any school board meetings, do them over Zoom. I you know, because these guys seem strange. I mean, and then can you say to a group of people, "Hi, everybody, let's go to the school board meeting and abduct some of the members. We should do that."
Oh, no.
You're not allowed to do that, are you? Or can you?
Yeah, I hope somebody's like got him on a list.
Someone's
somebody's looking
notes.
At this guy.
Are we paying attention? Are we paying attention to these fuckheads? We're not, though. We're probably not.
And then the real little anal wart, Madison Cawthorn.
Anal wart.
Is now says seemingly proposed another Stop the Steal type rally.
Yes.
This week, while sympathizing with the quote political hostages that were arrested and charged for participating in the January 6th riot.
The political hostages.
Yeah.
The tourists, release the tourists. they were just making their way to the gift shop and killing people along the way.
And then he's like skirted, hinted at, like, we should break these people out.
Break them out.
Hold political on. Hostages. He shouted to applause in a viral video posted to Twitter. So this is something we're trying to figure everything out about, he said.
We're trying to figure out how to break these guys out of prison. We think we're going to go with the soap gun.
I wonder if I have the...
This is a Woody Allen movie where...
Oh, here we go.
We are doing is to support the 535 Americans that were killed from January 6th.
Political hostages, pan them down.
Yeah.
So this is something that we are trying to figure out everything out about. There are some criminal activities going on with my office. Literally sitting there. We have not wanted to be able to ask almost any federal agency any question we want. And when we're seeking answers, they are giving us the biggest workaround that you possibly can imagine. And so...
Because you're an asshole.
Yeah.
When we're seeking answers, they're giving the biggest runaround. They're probably giving him the answers, and he's not getting the answers that they like.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, they're saying, well, this is the answer. This is why.
Right.
Can't you make something up?
He said the audio is so shitty on that. He says, and we don't know where all these political prisoners are, which is a lie.
Yeah.
You can look it up in the system and find out where every single one of these people are.
I'm a little confused as how they're going to break them out.
And he says, and so if we were actually to be able to go and try to bust them out, well, let me tell you, the reason why they're taking these political prisoners is they're trying to make an example because they don't want to see the mass protests going on. So he caught himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he said, so if we were actually to be able to go and try to bust them out, I stopped.
Well, are they just trying to manipulate these people that no one's...
Absolutely.
No one's busting
then he says,
anybody
we're actively working on it. I don't have an answer for that. We're actively working. We have a few plans in motion, but I can't make that public right now.
You know, this is a weird way for one of our elected representatives to talk about a bunch of insurrectionists. I mean, it is a strange way. We're working on breaking them out, or we want to break them out. They're insurrectionists. They're actually against what you do. You're in the government. I don't know.
Apparently they're planning some rally. It says DC police are currently planning, quote, a full activation ahead of next month's planned September rally in support of the imprisoned Capitol rioters. The event characterizes the jailed rioters as political prisoners, is scheduled for September 18th.
Hello? Okay. So, I wouldn't go to D.C. that day. I mean,
Trump is saying he doesn't know anything about it.
Oh, right.
This
sure.
event, this upcoming event.
I don't know anything
about that. Anything about it.
He might not know. We haven't heard from him in a couple of days he's been talking about
he's squealing.
Jeez, what a bitch.
So there you go, Madison Cawthorn.
Yay, man. God, everybody's killing it, man.
So if we're gonna go bust them out, I mean, you know,
why is Madison Cawthorn so concerned about these people? What about climate change, you fuck? We're in the middle of a super fucking storm. He's like, what about these guys that storm the Capitol and beat people to death? I'm worried about them. You're deranged.
But they're all white people.
That's right.
White men are being persecuted.
They just wanted to come to D.C. and be tourists and erect tourists. A fucking gallows and hang Mike Pence. And then they wanted to hunt down AOC. That's all. God. Can we get on this and figure out, like, who was giving these goddamn tours to these insurrectionists and, like,
well, just see what's going on with the
fucking
with the phone records that they're requesting.
Oh,
and everything.
Yeah, from the White House, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Jim Bag is like, oh, wait.
Gosh, I remember, yeah.
Ooh, I might have talked to the president on January 6th, the day of the insurrection. I just remembered.
I can't remember. I'm not sure.
You think he still has that team doctor around that jacks off in front of people?
He's dead, isn't he?
Oh, he died.
That doctor? Yeah. Oh. I think he's dead.
I wonder, hey, doctor, when you went to the doctor, about whatever you were dying from. Did the doctor tell you what you were dying from? And then he just start masturbating.
I think he killed himself, didn't he?
Oh, did he? Okay.
I could be wrong, but all right. I thought maybe he committed suicide. Well, could be wrong.
Wah, wah.
What is this?
Many you think are dead are alive, and many you think are alive are gone, are dead.
Are you talking literally?
Literally.
Literally, people we think are dead are actually still alive. Literally, people we think are alive and kicking with us, famous people even, have already died.
Yes. And there's more of the former. There is more. It's going to be a pleasant shock and reveal because there are people that we assumed weren't here. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
I'll just say.
This is Bunsen Honeydew who's beside himself.
Damn.
Johnny Enslow,
right.
Self-proclaimed prophet.
Self-proclaimed, baby! Wait, you want to be a prophet?
And conspiracy theorist is saying that there's a lot of people that are dead, that we thought were dead, that aren't, and vice versa.
Well, hey, listen, he's self-proclaimed. What if I said you're a prophet? That would be better than self-proclaimed. That's independently proclaimed.
Well, I guess. Other proclaimed.
Make me a prophet. I want to be a prophet.
Okay, you're a prophet.
Not self-proclaimed. Nominated by another human. So I'm better than this guy.
Weren't here. I'll just say that.
Yeah. And he's being very coquettish.
Oh yeah.
About, well, you know, I don't want to out any of the dead people that are really alive.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that would be awkward, right?
But listen to how excited Steve is. Steve Schultz.
You can't out any of these dead people. You're gonna be like, you know what? You're actually dead, aren't you?
Many you think are dead are alive, and many you think are alive are gone, are dead.
Are you talking literally? Literally, people we think are dead are actually still alive. Literally, people we think are alive and kicking with us, famous people even, have already died.
Yes. And there's more of the former. There is more. It's going to be a pleasant shock and reveal because there are people that we assumed weren't here. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
I'll just say that for now.
Yeah. And
I haven't, you know, I'm looking at some of my lines I write. Nothing is as it seems. So just remember.
Wow, that's.
Nothing is as it seems.
I thought I heard that on Twilight Zone.
Oh, yes.
In the 50s.
I don't even know. Like, that's the dumbest, most trite thing to say. Nothing is as it seems, meaning you're not smart enough to see the bullshit that I'm talking about.
And he's looking down at his notes. Like, oh, I'm looking at the things I write. Oh, nothing is as it seems, Ryan.
Right. Aren't you past notes? Do you have to write? You know what? Here's this. Nothing is as it seems.
Well, yeah, right. And some trite.
Does somebody want to hit a gong?
So just remember. And that's why it's being called the Great Awakening. We're going to find out.
That's QAnon. That's pure QAnon.
Shit.
The Great Awakening.
And we've been a little bit sleep. We're going to find out how things really are. But here's something else the Lord said. This present story that we're living out, this present reality having to do with Trump, the elections, what our nation is going through, it is not over. This story is not over until it's good.
Okay, that's what I thought. I'm glad you said that. Do you understand?
What does that mean?
This story is not over until it's what? Until it's good. That sounds like something.
That's a
Alec
quote
Baldwin.
From the Lord.
No, that's a quote from Glengarry Glen Ross. What's my name? Fuck you. That's my name.
This story is not over until it's good.
Right. This watch. Brass balls.
Over. This story is not over. Until it's good. Now we know the end. It ends good. I've read the back of the book.
These are two of the dumbest fuckers.
For this story, the story we're presently walking through. Okay. If you love good, if you love God, if you love righteousness,
yeah.
It is not over. If you're like not liking where it is, it's not over. Oh. It's not over until it's good. We are going to see a good conclusion to our present distress. And the Lord wants us to be encouraged in that.
Oh, well, there you go.
Thank you for the encouragement, Jeebus. I feel really good. I'm a little confused, but who gives a fuck?
I know a lot of these I save for Faithless Friday, but
it's only
there's a big stack of them already from over through the weekend.
It's Jesus, go fuck yourself one day. We got plenty of time. There'll be plenty of shit.
Did we play this
game? It pops up before.
They have nothing that's going to help my judgment that's coming up on this nation. The only help for the child of God in this hour is the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah.
Ooh.
You better learn that, and you better learn it fast, or you're going to chase vaccines until there ain't no vaccines left.
Wow.
Jeez, okay. Man. What does that mean? You don't, it's not done until it's good, and you're going to chase vaccines till there's no vaccines left.
This is, we played him last week. This is Shane Vaughn.
Oh,
another
that's right.
One.
He's an up and comer. We've been playing him a lot lately, or am I insane? Some congratulations, Shane, on your newfound fame.
America's new ministry.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to class. This is Professor Toto coming to you from Waveland, Mississippi, and it is time to ring that bell. The sound of liberty.
Holy fuck. What sweet shit dimension have we walked into? This is Mississippi.
Live stream, 10,000 views on YouTube, well, this says.
What do I know? I this is what I would do, whoever the fuck this is. I would be live from Mississippi.
Oof. What? Where in Mississippi did you say?
Waveland. Self-proclaimed prophet. Go fuck yourself.
From Waveland, Mississippi.
Yeah, Waveland, Mississippi.
Congratulations, everybody. Waveland, is that like the Nashville or Right Wing Nutjob podcast? It's like everybody goes to Waveland to cut their teeth.
I don't know where Waveland, Mississippi is.
I want to get discovered on these on the radicalized entertainment biz we have in this country. That's what it is.
Well, he puts on a show every Wednesday and Sunday.
Yeah, they cater to radicalized motherfuckers. It's nuts.
I'm going to tell you what God told me to tell you. If you're one of those that's trusting in anything besides God, Yahweh.
Holy fuck.
Let me tell you something. They've got variants coming that ain't no vaccine going to work for. This nation is under the judgment of God.
See, wait. This asshole saying that they got vaccines that the variant ain't going to work for, so God is manipulating the virus to outsmart the vaccine?
I guess.
Wow.
So I guess this guy believes in the virus.
Hey, let me ask you something. Why the fuck is God doing this then? I mean, couldn't God do it?
Because
solid
of all the butt-fucking and stuff.
Oh, that's right. Hey, God, jeez.
And I want to tell you something right now. They're already admitting that the vaccine is alarmingly not working.
This is not true.
I mean,
it's just not true.
Jesus, why do you give a shit about this butt fucking? Relax with this variant. People are going to butt fuck. There's nothing wrong with it. Don't send a variant.
Alarmingly. They're alarmed at what they're seeing. Do you know why? Because America, you're making a huge mistake. I'm going to read it to you.
Is this the Bible?
I'm going to read your mistake to you.
He can read.
And I want you to hear me and hear me well. Isaiah.
There it is.
31 and verse 1. Woe unto them.
Now I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment.
Go down to Egypt for help.
What?
Jesus. Lobby ding dong.
He goes on and on, and then this is where he ends
some
up.
Some crazy fucking
they
shit.
They have nothing that's going to help my judgment that's coming up on this nation. The only help for the child of God in this hour is the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah. You better learn that, and you better learn it fast, or you're going to chase vaccines until there ain't no vaccines left. I don't care if you got one. Go for it. God bless you. If that's your choice. But I'm telling you, if that's where your faith is, you're going to be in for a big disappointment.
Wait a second. Wait. It's just a vaccine, dumb fuck. What do you mean by faith? You're saying that. I don't know what he's saying.
I don't know either.
Fuck you. Yeah. I put my faith in a vaccine, you stupid fuck. I want to go out and about and not get COVID. You should put your
faith in God to make the vaccine work for you.
Which guy? I guess. But which guy?
Well, the one that this guy likes.
The one on the cross?
Yahweh, Yeshua.
Okay. Thank you.
And he does that thing where he does the inhaling after three or four different words.
That's probably, he probably learned that at Juilliard. That's a definite breathing technique.
Oh, yeah.
They teach that radicalized evangelical self-proclaimed probably. Prophets 101, how to do that kind of shit class.
You're going to be in for a big disappointment. God is going to force you to learn, look to him. These vaccines are going to quit working on every corner until this nation falls to her knees and repents for dead babies and repents for the sodomy of this nation.
There it is. Dead Babies and Sodomy. It's a great band name.
Dead Babies and Sodomy.
Tonight, Dead Babies and Sodomy.
My favorite toppings at Yogurt Land.
Hmm?
Nothing. This is my favorite toppings at Yogurtland. These people are fucking nuts.
See what else we got.
You could just get the vaccine. You could get the vaccine, or you could hang out with that fuck.
Here, you know who we haven't heard from? This idiot.
Do you think that in America we are eventually going to face vaccination camps, quarantine camps, punishment for people who choose not to be vaccinated or to vaccinate their children? Do you think parents are going to lose their children? They're going to have them taken away because they're not deemed fit to be parents because they choose not to put an experimental jab in their children.
What?
Yeah, I think we could see that. And you're right. Australia does appear to be a canary in the coal mine. And a 3-month time lag sounds about right.
Michelle Mulligan, she's the right-wing idiot.
A canary in the coal mine.
But this is true news.
I bet she's using that expression wrong, because a canary goes down the coal mine to see if there's bad shit down there. If the canary dies, you don't go down there, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I wonder if she's using that analogy correctly. Not that it matters.
Did we play this Josh Bernstein?
The deep state is not just a, quote, boogeyman lurking in the shadows, faceless, okay? The deep state is, in of itself, the entire DC establishment. So let's understand that it's not just the intel agencies themselves.
God, who cares? Right. He goes on to say it's everybody, even the sandwich shop owners in DC.
God. Jeez, everybody's are we the deep state?
Huh?
Are we the deep state?
Probably, yeah, sure.
I mean, what do you think? As a deep stater, what power do I have over anyone? Can I rip somebody's face off?
Oh, yeah.
Can hang out with Hillary and Uma Abedin and wear faces?
You can get on the rides at Disneyland faster.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you get that?
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
The FBI is suddenly exonerating all of our Trump supporters and conservatives. The FBI is suddenly finding us innocent. It's great. But before we do a victory lap, we have to wonder why. Why is this happening? Why is the timing? I believe it's just one big cover your ass for the FBI, because they know that they've been guilty of embedding themselves into these groups. They know that they were the ones that cooked up this plan. They were the ones that had infiltrators in these groups and dressed up as officers.
So she's saying the undercover FBI agents are the ones that incited all the MAGA billies to attack the Capitol on the 6th.
Not Donald Trump.
It's Deanna Lorraine.
Not Trump Jr. Not Mike Lindell. Okay.
But there's clip of her 2 days after the insurrection.
Yes.
Right Wing Watch has it.
We need more of what happened yesterday, not less, and do not let the media brainwash you into thinking yesterday was some bad or evil or shameful thing. When I look at the images of what happened in the videos, because I was on the ground and I saw what happened and what we went through, I am proud. I've never felt more pride in my heart and soul than yesterday. And by seeing these images, and
that's Deanna, that's what she was working for InfoWars for 10 minutes.
She's a proud tourist.
Yeah.
She's proud of all these tourists. That's crazy.
And now she's saying it was the embedded, the undercover FBIs that have embedded with all these groups that are embedded in the Patriot groups.
George Soros is organizing all this right? Along with the deep state. And, Abedin's got a child face on.
And all the JEWs.
That's right, man. What the fuck?
These people are nuts.
Oh, yeah, they're fucking crazy.
You gotta get out and vote. California, I mean, please don't fuck around with this recall. Right.
That's crazy. Who the fuck, and also, too, I don't know how you feel about Newsom, but I will trade Newsom for DeSantis any day of the fucking week. Please, California. You don't know how good you have
it. That's a big old stretch.
Let me explain this out to you. That guy, what's his face? Ruling Texas, horrific. Mississippi, taint, horrible. Alabama, K. Ivey, fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Florida, this guy, horrible. Georgia, Kemp, horrible.
Joy Reid declared DeSantis the worst governor in the country.
Oh, thank you, Joy. Oh, I didn't know that.
As far as handling the COVID and stuff. Worse than Kristi Noem.
Wow. Holy shit. From South Dakota.
Yeah, yeah.
Where Sturgis is, where they had the big jump in 37% more cases in Sturgis or some shit like that.
Sure.
Wow.
Yay. So, yeah, that's the story there. I think we have only a couple minutes left.
That's right, Pat. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. Thank you, Jeff Bezos.
But it does appear that in these latest polls that DeSantis is not doing so great.
That's awesome. What do you got to do to lose a fucking election? Not give a shit about children. I mean, God. The fuck, Republicans? What do you have to do to fall out of love with a candidate? What do they have to do? Molest somebody? No.
Really. I don't know. Marry a black person?
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. Oh, shit.
Something?
Fuck. Yeah.
You can have sex with one. They don't care about that, but I think. Why Steve Harvey should be the next Jeopardy host. Oh, I just saw that one you put up.
I put that up. Well, we've been following that. A lot of people thought it was going to be LeVar Burton. And then something happened with the guy that got it. He had some tweets that were uncovered that weren't so posh.
Kind of,
were less posh for Jeopardy. So he didn't get it.
Well, it was also people were pissed because they went through that process where they had all those guest hosts and, you know, and all that. And then they were like, we're going to give it to the executive producer.
Hell yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
he's just going to host it. And then we'll throw Mayim Bialik in there every once in a while.
And also, you know, who gives a fuck? I thought it was funny that it showed up on some major news website. I was like, this is insane. I mean, do I think Steve Harvey would make a good Jeopardy host? Yes, absolutely. Would I watch it? Fuck yeah. I'm watching that shit. He's great on Family Feud.
Is that still going?
Oh, of course. I mean, he's got some right-wing nut job opinions and shit like that, but Steve Harvey kills it on Family Feud.
He's funny on the morning show on
It's a syndicated morning show. It's great, but then, you know, the last 15 minutes he gets all Jesus-y. He has a moment where he talks about Jesus and stuff, and it's just strange. He
gets all preachy.
Yeah.
Ruins everything.
Right. And then it's always weird. It's weird. It's his two psychics that are supposed to be funny and shit. They kind of got to bring it. He's like, talks about Jesus, gets way into it. And then his psychics are like, come on, Steve. All right. That's a good. All right. That's right, Steve. Good point. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's like real weird. It's very awkward.
Bring Steve back from Jesus land.
Yay.
I think we've probably got to get the hell out of here. This is more of a video, but there's a Shaq Brewster, one of the reporters on MSNBC that's always out.
Yes.
And about, you know, he was one of the war horses that was out warriors, the road warriors, during the election and stuff.
Yes.
Well, he was accosted by this white racist asshole as he was out broadcasting about the hurricane.
Oh my God.
A Mississippi man drove up to Shaquille Brewster's live shot, started screaming about covering it accurately.
Covering it like,
Hey. The guy pushes him too at some point.
It's crazy. So some white supremacist is worried that
the force of the storm last night is that the mail delivery has returned. We saw postal workers going out delivering mail this morning.
So now this white pickup truck is just pulled in the background.
Okay.
He looks like he's at the beach.
Just a couple of minutes ago, people were walking their dogs. They're back on the beach right now. And that's the sense that you're getting, that the rain has stopped. The wind is still going there. I think we even have a random
middle-aged white guy running into... running towards the camera and running towards Shaquille.
Person going around. You know, I'm going to turn this way because, you know, we deal with some people every once in a while. But, you know, one thing that we are noticing is that the mayor said the curfew is still in effect. The curfew is going to be going on for at least until a period of time in which they can go ahead and go and survey all.
I think the guy's like wrestling with the producers at this point. Oh, you can hear him yelling.
The damage. They did get some reports of some down power lines, of some trees that have fallen, or at least limbs that have fallen. So they're going to go ahead and do that survey to make sure that they're okay. Craig, I'm going to toss it back to you because we have a person who needs a little help right now.
Hey.
Ooh, he just got... right as they cut away, the guy jumped in Shaquille's face, and that's when they cut away.
I mean, these you Trumpsters or whoever the fuck you are, you got to calm down. Take some ivermectin. I'm just kidding.
I mean, you should have seen the way the guy like pulled his truck up. Like he was rolling in. PD rolling in.
Oh, he's
running
a proud boy.
Running up. Are you covering this accurately?
Jesus
Are you covering
Christ.
This accurately?
Well, of course. You know, Donald Trump goes out to all these fucking rallies and he demonizes the media.
Right,
so now
right.
when anybody sees anybody with a news camera,
those guys back
Trump,
there,
they're like, they must be undermining maggots.
Oh, those guys back there, they never turn the cameras around.
Why are you guys so paranoid? Why do you think some guy covering a storm is a threat to your fucking shit?
Well, he is black. Shaquille is black, too.
Oh, that's right, Pat.
Has anything to do with this white racist running up.
Yeah.
Gotta go. Oh, gotta go quickly. Back tomorrow, the usual time. Crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Great evening, everybody. Back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Go fuck yourself, Trump.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.